Our scripture this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 1 through 9, and verses 18 through 23. So I invite you now to hear these words of truth, these seeds that are planted in the soul of life from the Gospel of Matthew. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat, and he sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell upon the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them out. Other seeds fell on good soil, and brought forth grain, some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it," these are the seeds that are eaten by the birds, "the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart, and this was what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on the rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. And for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case a hundredfold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. When we hear these parables that Jesus shares, a lot of people will sometimes struggle with trying to understand what he's saying. There are people that say, well, it's just a story, and it really has no meaning, that Jesus was just trying to confuse people. And especially non-believers will say he didn't know what he was talking about, and he's talking in circles. Some people don't view the Word of God as the truth. But I want you to think just a minute about how we learn and how we understand things. If we can apply something that we hear to an everyday concept, then we're more likely to remember it. So if you think back about the days that you were in school, and then you folks over here haven't been that long ago, but when we think how we can apply it to something in our everyday lives, then it's something that we generally will hold on to. Now we can sit here and we can listen to the scripture, but to be able to apply that scripture to something in life, well, that's what Jesus does with the parables. He takes some deeper message and tries to help people understand what it is that he is communicating so that they can apply it, so that they can live it out. It's not just about hearing the word of God, but it's about living out the Word of God. These are more than just stories. What we see Jesus doing here is comparing our hearts, basically our souls, with soil, and how His Word, the Word of God, the Scriptures, fall upon that soil, and it's something that we have to do something with. That if the soil is not properly prepared, then we're going to see what happens to the seed whenever it's planted. Growth takes work. If you'll recall, some years ago, or 2 years ago, did a sermon series about intentional faith development from Bishop Robert Snalcy. Intentional faith development, the first word sums it up. We have to be intentional in the development of our faith. It's not something that happens automatically, just like I spoke with the children this morning. I can't throw seeds down on carpet and expect the seeds to grow. I can't go out here and throw seeds on the parking lot, and really I can't do much as far as throwing seeds out in the grass area and expect them to grow. There has to be some work behind it. Now, when we think about this time of year, and especially we're in a rural community, and I would venture to say everybody in here has had their hands in a garden at some point in time. Some of you more than others. I mean, I hear a lot of conversations on Sunday about what we're growing, what's coming on, what's not, everything else. Well, it's a wonderful time of year. Even though it's a little hot, it's a wonderful time of year because things are growing, things are being productive, getting time to harvest what we've planted. Now, what little rain we've had, well, it's beneficial. It helps things grow. The flowers, the gardens, the fruit, the vegetables start putting out. Unfortunately, it makes the grass grow, too. So we have to deal with those weeds and thorns and all of that. But hopefully our vegetable gardens are producing. But it takes work. Now, if you're like me, you're probably a little impatient. I mean, at least I know I am, because I like to plant a seed today, water it the next day, and harvest it the next day. That's the way I think things should be. I mean, but we know it's not that way. We have to do a whole lot of work if we're going to get something back out of that garden. Everything's got to be done right. Now, when we think about gardens, there are some of you that are probably better at growing gardens than others. And then I'm amazed every time I drive by one of these big agricultural fields, the professional farmers or the people that really understand it, there may be hundreds of thousands of acres of corn or beans or whatever it may be, and they're all just growing so perfectly. And then when I try to plant two or three rows of corn, I might be lucky to get 7 or 8 ears off two or three rows of corn. Things just don't work out as well for me. But those people understand it. Maybe I don't. Those people have properly prepared. Maybe I haven't. Maybe I've not limed it or fertilized it or got the right mix or rotated what I need to. Maybe I try to do things the same way day in, day out. I mean, if you'll see most of you big farmers, they rotate crops. Me, we plant the same crops in the same row every year in the same fashion. We always do it the same way. And normally we do okay, but probably not like some of the big fields that we see around here. And the reason that I bring this up and share this is because there is a difference from those who understand versus those that don't understand. There's a difference between those that understand and those that don't understand. Hear what Jesus says again when he talks about the parable of the sower. When people hear the word of the kingdom and they do not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. You remember what he said, the seeds that are sown on the surface, the birds will come by, they'll pick up and take them away. So if we've not properly planted, then the seeds are just going to be snatched up by Satan. Or in a physical sense, the seeds will be snatched up by birds. But on the other hand, maybe the one didn't properly choose the soil. So he plants on rocky ground. Puts a little bit of dirt over the top of it. And it's dirt, so they're going to grow. They're going to come up. But they don't have a root. So they can't be properly nourished. And the first drought, the first heavy rainstorm, they wash away and they're gone. And that's what he's talking about on the rocky ground. And then for those that plant where there's weeds and grass and they fail to properly manage the weeds and the grass, well, then those things are choked out. But the one who plants on good soil, properly prepared soil, well, those seeds yield abundant fruit. Brothers and sisters, the Word of God is the seed. The Word of God is the seed. Without the Word of God, we have no seed. We have no hope. We will yield nothing. Nothing of value, nothing of importance. But the Word of God is what is designed to grow in our hearts. This is the seed that is planted. And if this seed is just planted haphazardly, without any thought, just a passing conversation with somebody about the Bible, do you think they're going to really understand it? Do you think that they're really going to grasp it and maybe start coming to church, or they're going to accept Jesus Christ in their heart? And the answer to that is I don't think they will. We have to be intentional in how we grow in the Word of God. And the one that I really like, and this is where I think some of you will associate with this scripture especially, is that seed that is planted on rocky ground. I mean, there's dirt there, so by nature, it will grow. I mean, just by the fact that it's in dirt, but what's it going to yield? In other words, religion must have substance. Religion has to have roots. You've got to understand things a little bit more. If you just come in here or come into a church and you're just thinking about what makes you feel good that day. Now, I could probably come in here and preach a sermon that will pump you up and have you saying yeah and everything else, and play some music that's upbeat, that's different than what we normally play, and you're going to go out feeling good, but by the time you get home, then you might be asking, well, what was that really about? What was he really saying? I mean, I see it. I see some of these churches out here that have 300, 500, 1,000 people maybe in worship. And I think you could probably ask some of them, and I've done this, and I've been to some of those churches on visiting whenever I go on Fifth Sundays and visit other places. And I can ask somebody, well, what was the preacher saying about the Word of God? And their response will be, man, that was a great service. Did you hear that music they played? Did you hear what that music said? Yeah, but what was said about the gospel? What was said about the Bible? Man, that was a great service. Man, that music made me feel really good. But there's more to it than just that. Now, man, there's a different style of worship for every person, so don't get me wrong. And the same thing can happen here in a traditional church. If you're not picking up what the Scripture is putting down, if you're not digging deeper and asking the questions of the Scripture, then we're missing something. We are on that rocky soil. And whenever the first trial or tribulation or problem comes by, then we're going to be just like those seeds planted on the rocky soil. We're going to wash away. Or we're going to dry up. Or we're going to quickly go back to being who we were. Or if we have to stand up for our religion, and somebody says, well, I don't understand this whole Christianity thing. You're wrong for being a Christian. How do you know that there's a God? If you don't know in your heart that there's a God, how are you going to answer that question? If you don't understand the matters of your faith, of where you stand, of why you believe in God, then how can you stand for God? Being a Christian is more than just coming to church on Sundays. Coming to church is important. Coming to church is important, but it's more to that. I mean, can we grow anything? Can we grow anything out here in a garden if we don't plant seeds? Yes or no? No, we can't grow anything if we don't plant seeds. Well, then how can we grow in our faith if we don't read the Bible? If we don't open the Bible, and now I would venture to say just about every household, not all of them, but just about every household going down to 200 here has got a Bible in it. But how many of those Bibles have been opened? How many of those Bibles have been read? How many times have they asked questions of the Scriptures? When you read your Bible, do you ask questions? Do you say, what is it saying? What's the Scripture revealing to me? What does this mean? And if we're not questioning it, because this is not an easy book to read, but if we're not questioning it, are we really reading it? And so, again, we're on that rocky soil. But then here's the other piece, too, is those weeds and those thorns. Now, I like gardens. I think they're a lot of fun, and I love to eat. So, gardens are right up my alley. The thing I don't like about gardens is having to manage the weeds and the thorns. And that's a lot of work. I mean, it's a lot of work. You got to get out there and hoe. You got to, if not, then your plants aren't going to do too well, or you're not going to be able to find the fruit in there because the grass is too high, or the vegetables because the grass is too high. Now, the thorns, on the other hand, they'll be like the grass choking it out, but they'll also, they hurt. If you happen to reach into a briar bush and grab what you think is a green bean, and it ain't, it's going to hurt. Well, I want you to think about that application in your spiritual life just for a minute. Where are the thorns Where are the weeds in our spiritual life? Think about what the Scripture said. The Gospel said that those weeds and those thorns would choke out the productive plants. So what are those things? And the best way to define it is what those thorns are those things that stand in the way for a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. Those things that stand in our way that distract us from a relationship that we have with God. Those things that act as barriers. Those things that cause pain. And those things that will choke us out and eventually cause us to turn away from being Christians. Now in a garden we know it's grass and briars and all of that. And perhaps as you can go deeper and get into the bugs and all the parasites that get into it. But in our spiritual life, if we ask what those weeds and those thorns are, it may be something like hobbies that stand in the way of you coming to church. It might be unresolved conflict. It might be anger. It might be the fact that we're slow to forgive. It might be an addiction like alcoholism or pornography or gambling or drugs. Those are all thorns and weeds that will eventually choke us out and choke our faith down. Or perhaps it is something like we've not got to the point of fully believing. I mean, if I don't understand what I'm saying whenever I accepted my baptismal vows, if I can't tell others what that means, if I can't tell others what it means to be a member or of a church or part of the body of Christ, then perhaps I have been planted on that in that area where the thorns are. We've got to be cognizant of what those things are, those distractions are. Sin, anger, hate, violence, distrust, being judgmental, not having enough time to read the Scriptures, not having enough time to go to church, and being too busy to receive God's grace and mercy. Well, those are all thorns. Those are things that we have to be aware of in our life. So we've got the seed that's been planted on top of the ground. We've got the seed that's been planted in the rocky soil. We've got the seed that's been planted in the presence of the thorns. And brothers and sisters, that's everywhere. We live in a non-perfect world, an imperfect world, but we serve a perfect God. And since we serve a perfect God, we can be that good soul if we're intentional in our faith. We can read the Scriptures. We can pray. We can walk a journey of faith with our God. We can walk a journey of faith with our brothers and sisters in Christ, a part of the body of Christ. But it takes work. We must be intentional in our faith development, ready to receive God's grace and mercy, asking the questions of the Scriptures, and not only hearing, but trying to live out the model of unconditional love that Jesus Christ offered us, to live out the command to love God and to love our neighbor, and to live out the commission to make disciples, to invite others to be part of that garden. But it takes work. It takes being intentional. And it takes something more than just being seeds planted on the surface. We have to be aware of those things that distract us while also doing the things that deepen our relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, one of the things that I read recently, I mean, I read it again because I've read this several times, was from the Wesley Study Bible. And the Wesley Study Bible summarizes part of this scripture by saying, "The seeds of crass, individualism, selfishness, irresponsibility, lack of accountability, oppressive power, and our way or no way are being spread around the world. Let us stand for our loving God and Jesus Christ, the giver of our salvation, with seeds of justice, love, care, tenderness, reconciliation, and peace. Then, and only then, will we be able to reap the abundance of life." Brothers and sisters, the Word of God, the Scriptures are the seeds. We are the soul. We must prepare that soul. So what I say to you today, that let us Let us be changed by the encounter that we have with the Word of God. Let us be the Christians, the disciples that we're called to be. And as one body, one church, united by God, by one baptism, let us go forth from this place, sowing God's seed, and let us grow as the good seed. Let us grow, arise above the weeds, and be for this community the light of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning.